As well, joining us right now, ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts. Steve, good morning.
Hi, Paul.
It's going to be a big field of candidates. I think when we first start seeing debates, months into the future, you're going to see a lot of Democrats up on stage, aren't you?
Well, yes, and the field keeps growing bigger sort of almost every day. Over the weekend, Amy Klobuchar, the senator from Minnesota, fourth woman senator to declare for president. Bernie Sanders let it be known during the week that he is likely to run. I think Joe Biden is tilting toward running. I think the reason is twofold. One is I think Democrats deeply believe that Donald Trump is beatable. I mean, they look at the last poll at ABC, and 56%, Paul, said they definitely would not vote for Donald Trump. Now, if that's anything close to accurate, Trump's in big trouble. Only 28% said they were definitely going to vote for Trump. Plus, I think there's a different feel to the Democratic politics. There's a desperation. There's a passion here that I haven't felt when, say, George Bush was running for re-election, or even Ronald Reagan. People really, really, really want to beat Donald Trump.
Is the party unified, though, or is there a fracture in the party? In other words, you see, some of these newer Democrats on the scene, especially maybe a little further to the left than some of the older Democrats.
And I think there is a possibility for a real fracture in the Democratic Party. Look, it's easy to unify around being anti-Trump, right? You get votes in the House of Representatives where 100% of Democrats vote against the wall. Those are easy votes to be united against something. When you're for something, it's much more difficult. That's true in Congress, and it's true in politics. And I think the single biggest danger for Democrats is this growing idea fueled by people like Bernie Sanders, but not just Sanders, that somehow the Democrats can nominate a purebred liberal and win the presidency. I think history says, Paul, that is a fantasy. Democrats have nominated many liberals in the past, Hubert Humphrey from Minnesota and Walter Mondale and George McGovern and Michael Dukakis. And there's one word to describe all of them, and that's loser. And if you think of the Democrats who have won in the post-war world, every one of them was sort of moderate or pragmatic. Bill Clinton from Arkansas, Jimmy Carter from Georgia. Jack Kennedy was very much a Cold War warrior. You look at Barack Obama, and he's a little bit different, but he was not in any way a pure liberal. People say, well, because he was a man of color, that somehow he was an orthodox liberal, but that's not true. Now, his ability, almost a magical ability, was to allow people to project on him anything that they wanted. So pragmatists saw pragmatists, liberals saw liberal. But I think the Democratic Party could be in big trouble if the Sanders wing does what they did last time, which is grow bitter. I think Sanders was one of the biggest reasons Hillary Clinton lost. He didn't pull out of the race until July 6th. And yes, he excited a lot of enthusiasm, but then he kept saying the system is rigged. And I think he embittered a lot of his followers, who then in the end did not vote. So your point is a good one, Paul. I think for all of those numbers I cited that worked for Democrats' advantage, they could split right down the middle here.
Well, one thing that we know for sure is that whoever the nominee is going to be probably hasn't even announced yet. It's probably going to be somebody that comes into the scene a little bit later.
Well, at this stage of the 2008 campaign, hardly anybody knew who Barack Obama was.
Yeah.
And so it's entirely possible. History shows another very important point, Paul. It's not just that the more pragmatic and moderate Democrats tend to do a lot better national elections. It's also true that younger Democrats tend to do a lot better. Of the four Democratic presidents who have been elected since World War II who were not already in office, so eliminate Harry Truman and Lyndon Johnson, Kennedy, Carter, Clinton, Obama, their average age on the day where they were elected was 47 years old.
Wow, that's interesting.
Democrats have to be able to say, I'm offering change, I'm offering something fresh, I'm offering something new. Every one of those four was able to capture that mantle. And that's exactly what Hillary Clinton was not able to do, Paul. Hillary talked a lot about being a change agent, and nobody believed her, including her own family, for goodness sake. So I, you know, when you look at the Joe Bidens and the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren would be 71. You know, I just think history shows that that is not where the Democrats find their winning candidates. So you've got to look at the younger generation. Amy Klobuchar, who announced over the weekend, is a much more sort of pragmatic figure than some of the other Democratic women, say, compared to Elizabeth Warren. And while she's she would be about 60 when she was elected, a little old, but not out of the ballpark.
60 is getting a lot younger these days.
But, you know, people said, look at Donald Trump and they say, well, he got elected at age 70. But Donald Trump was the candidate of change in that election.
Right, exactly.
You know, and you've got to be able to seize that mantle, Paul, particularly for Democrats, or history shows you just don't win.
Yeah. No, it's fascinating stuff, Steve. We always appreciate your insights. Talk again real soon.
Okay, Paul.
Take care. Yep, bye now.